You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clay Ferraro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor and reporter at WPLG Local 10 in Miami. Local 10 gives you more local sports coverage than you can handle. Am I right, Clay?
I think that's a good thing, right? More than you can handle. Well,
right. Or maybe you just get tired of it. You go, there's too much sports. It's too much local sports.
No, that's never enough.
I have this vision of one of our viewers like holding a tennis racket, a basketball, a football, get a helmet, and then they fall down and break something. I don't know. That feels like more sports.
It's been too much sports.
Man, I think I just wrote a promo.
What do you think tomorrow? So Mike McDaniel said yesterday he's going to play the starters for some of tomorrow night's game against the Jags. You down with that?
Yeah, I like it. I think, you know, more and more you're seeing some teams kind of reevaluate what they're doing based on previous season. I think Cincinnati's a good example of this where, you know, we've seen a lot of Joe Burrow in the preseason because they felt like they got off to kind of a rusty start. And yeah, I mean, we didn't see him last game. So get him out there, shake off the rust, kind of treat this as a bit of a dress rehearsal and see what you got. Yeah, I'm not expecting like overly exotic game planning, but there is something to be said for getting used to the game day routine, operational stuff, and making sure everybody's on the same page. So I like it.
Is there anybody that you want to see? Because I usually don't want to see guys I know can play, but I think Darren Waller needs some run.
Darren Waller is one I'd be interested in. My guess is he doesn't play. If he does, not very much. I'll be surprised, but we'll see. The guy I'm really eager to see is Patrick Paul. Of all the players who are stepping into bigger roles or taking over starting jobs, he's the guy that just has consistently flashed, and I really want to see if it translates to a real game scenario. Again, you know, we're not going to get the full Monty, so to speak. We're not going to be able to see him in, game plan type stuff, but he's the one of all the players that we've seen in camp that I'm really eager to see if he kind of takes a jump from not only not starting before, but stepping into a role and being a very positive contributor.
My guess, Clay, I'm just guessing that pretty much like everybody else, cornerbacks are your biggest concern with the Miami Dolphins or the secondary in general. But I'm focusing on the offense here. What's your biggest concern going into, I guess, tomorrow, but in general, week one? Is it the running back room? Just because Achane, Jalen Wright, their injury concerns? Is it wide receiver, Tyreek Hill? You know, that to me seems like a kind of a question mark if he's going to be 100% ready, or is it still the offensive line? You mentioned Patrick Paul, but Austin Jackson, he's dealing with the injury as well.
Well, and I'm going to go, I was going to say I was going to go off the board, but it's still an offensive line, but interior offensive line. You know, Savaya Naya, I want to see him go out there and see if he can put it all together. You know, I still have some question marks about the interior of that offensive line, so I think that leads directly to the running game as well. Yeah, Achane and whatever this injury is, yeah, you do have some concerns there. I mean, if you're not going to have Tyreek Hill, yeah, I got some concerns there. But again, I think once those guys are healthy, I feel pretty good about it. So I think it's two separate questions. Are you concerned about injury stuff at certain positions? Yes. But as far as even if guys are healthy, I'm looking at your interior offensive line and seeing how those guys hold up.
And Clay, what about this? Solana brought up this running back depth chart, because Jalen's averaging 0.8 yards a carry and Ollie's averaging 5 yards a carry. Is this going to move at some point? Because I like the bigger type backs when you need those short yardage yards.
I love what I've seen out of Ollie. I really do. And you know, you never want to see anybody get hurt. And yet I do wonder if this kind of forces him into some situations in the preseason game where, you know, maybe he is running with the ones, and you do get a chance to see him in those short yardages. Because look, every time he's been on the field, he's flashed. So is that going to continue if you end up behind the ones and playing against some better defensive players? So yes, that's another one I really want to see. Patrick Paul, I mentioned, is my number one, but if there's a 1A, Ollie Gordon, I really want to see what he does out there. And I do think that there's an opportunity. Lord knows that they need to find a way to get this short yardage stuff. And he so far seems to be the guy best suited to do that.
Let's jump to week one, Clay, the real week one. We know that the Colts are going to start Daniel Jones instead of Anthony Richardson. So which would have been better for the Dolphins? Which is a positive, that Daniel Jones is starting, or would you rather have seen Anthony Richardson?
I just don't know. I mean, I'd probably lean towards Richardson because he's just shown so little. And I know Daniel Jones, man, but at least with Jones going out there, you kind of feel like if they've got a really good game plan going into it, that he'll have the ability to execute just the basic stuff. And I also think they're going to lean on the running game a lot. Now, maybe if Richardson had been a part of that running game, you could kind of say more there. But hey, Daniel Jones has wheels, too. And if they find a way to utilize those, then I just feel like even with the Dolphins' cornerback concerns, the Colts are still going to want to run the ball. And I still think that that's going to be a huge part of their identity. And
you know,
so I
why,
think they're going to be
way.
Just as much. Because the quarterbacks stink.
Storm Duck.
Because the quarterback
Storm Duck. Storm Duck. Everybody's using his name like a punchline, and I'm telling you, it's going to have a surprising season. You're already talking about their week one opponent going to the ground game. Why would a team go to the ground game? They're afraid to throw.
They got Duck.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. Are you saying that people are sleeping on Storm Duck?
I think people, in all honesty, we've had the conversation. I think people are disparaging Storm Duck in a way that's not warranted.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If the Dolphins still had Jalen Ramsey, for example, I would feel really good about having Storm Duck as your second guy.
Yes. He's not a punchline. People are using him like a punchline. Oh, my God, Storm Duck's your best cornerback. And he's not a punchline guy. He's not a bad cornerback. Like, sure, you'd rather have Jalen Ramsey out there as your number one cornerback, but Storm Duck is not, like, he's just not worthy of the barbs that he gets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think it's more a holistic thing with the Dolphins cornerbacks that, okay, well, hey, let's look at baseball, for example. You know, if you have a really great starting pitcher that's your number one and a guy who's just a really good number two, well, that number one gets hurt, and we're seeing with the New York Yankees, but your number one gets hurt, and then all of a sudden that number two is elevated to number one, and it's like, well, okay, this is a little bit different than if you're having to go out. So I like Storm Duck a lot. I just have huge question marks about literally everybody else at the cornerback position. And then also, if Duck's your number one, then who's the number two?
Hey, Clay, true or false? The Dolphins need to start 2-0, beat the Colts, beat the Patriots before they play the quote-unquote statement game that never ends up being a statement game on the road against Buffalo, short week on Thursday Night Football.
I'm not going to say true, because I think, you know, if they find a way to go out there and win in Buffalo, then it's a different situation. But I do think there's a massive sense of urgency. You go 1-1, then it almost does feel like a must win in game three. You can't go 1-2. I don't think you can go 1-2 with this schedule, because I think the way you look at it is, people are already expecting things to go south, and you already see the relationship between Tua and Tyreek being whatever it is. Just imagine if you add losing again to that. So I'm not going to say you have to go 2-0, but put it this way, I think you got to be 2-1 after the first three games, or else you're going to be in trouble.
I think I'm with Solana on game one, and the Dolphins are underdogs, and even with them being dogs, I don't think the line is right. I think the Dolphins have to beat the Colts week one, or else it's going to start a spiral. I think week one is so important, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I know they're underdogs. Aren't the Dolphins a better team than the Colts?
I hope so. I think so, but again,
certainly
I think
at quarterback, yes. Not even a question at quarterback, which not a question at receiver. Right. And I know Colts are but they don't have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle.
Right. No. But again, I think you have to factor all of it in. And I've seen too many pre-snap penalties, Hawk. I've seen too many operational issues under Mike McDaniel to just believe that all of a sudden they're going to fix all of that. So when you're asking me who the better team is, I think that has to factor in. All of it does. So, look, if they find a way to fix all of that stuff, then absolutely, there's no doubt in my mind they're a better team than Indianapolis, and they're a better team than New England, and they could be able to compete for a playoff spot. But until I see it, I can't say yes. This, as a matter of fact, in my mind, is true that they are better.
And Clay, you brought up the relationship with Tua and Tyreek, and you know, it's kind of been, I don't say it's a big deal, but Tua kind of doubled down, I want to say, last week, you know, saying that Tyreek still has to prove himself and what happened with week 18 last year. Like, is that going to affect anything on the field? Because I didn't really like Jay Feely. I couldn't stand Joey Harrington, but we had to go out there and win football games. Like, is any off-the-field things that's going on will affect on-the-field performance?
Well, so let me ask you that. I'm going to turn that, because this has been my feeling on it, and tell me if I'm off base on this. If they win, then all of a sudden that stuff doesn't matter at all. And it may not matter at all anyway. But if you lose and you look at the quarterback, or in this case, Tyreek Hill not showing up for what, and kind of impact that, like, I feel like losing makes it worse.
Yeah.
We started to lose you there, Clay. Your connection went bad there for a second. Clay Ferreira, watch him on Local 10. Crowder, do you know Local 10 has more local sports coverage than you can probably handle?
I had a tennis racket, a football, basketball, and a helmet in my hand, and I fell down and broke my arm.
Brilliant idea, Clay. Look at that. We fleshed it out by the end of the segment.
We're going to come film that as our next promo.
We'll see you, Clay. We appreciate your time, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, later, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.